This is Uganda.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry that focuses on God's unconditional love and grace.
This is Uganda.
Today, we bring you this special report on Andrew's second trip to Uganda. On this episode, we share the impact that Andrew's TV program is having through two airings a day on Lighthouse Television. We also show you the nationwide pastors' conference Andrew conducted, and we show you the bookstore that's starting a gospel revolution in the heart of downtown Kampala. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Tuesday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. And again today, this is a special program where we are sharing about what God is doing through this ministry worldwide. Specifically, we're focusing on Uganda. Yesterday, we began this and we gave you a little background about Uganda. We introduced a man, Leland Shores, who is one of our Bible College graduates who's running our projects there in Uganda. And we gave a little segment and I tell you, it was just powerful as an introduction about how important the teaching ministry is and how that this is changing people's lives. Today, I want to go a little further into that. And again, I just want to remind you that this isn't just a report about what we're doing. But I believe it's important for you to recognize that the Word of God is changing people's lives. You know, the Apostle Paul said over in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that he didn't come preaching the Word only, but he used demonstration and power of the Spirit. And of course, in a TV ministry like this, I'm somewhat limited in how I can display the power of God. The vast majority of what I do is teaching the Word of God and telling you what it does. I insert testimonies, and we've even played DVDs and videos of people who've been miraculously healed, and we've done that a little bit. This is the same principle that we are just trying to not only tell you the Word of God changes people's lives, but we're trying to illustrate it and show it to you. And I tell you, I believe it's important that you see the difference that the Word of God is making in people's lives. And one of the very biggest ministries that we have going over in Uganda is the Lighthouse Television. There's a very good friend of mine, Pastor Bob Nichols. Bob and Joy Nichols have been friends of mine for, 20 plus years. And I consider them to be some of our very best friends. I was just with them recently in Fort Worth, Texas, held a Gospel Truth seminar at their church. And I tell you, I love these people. They are some of God's best. And it's a long story. I won't take time to give it all. But God supernaturally just dumped a television station in their lap. And it was a station that was built by the Chinese communists for Idi Amin to promote his propaganda when he was the one that was ruling in Uganda. And now it has fallen into the hands of these very good friends of mine, Bob and Joy Nichols. They went into cooperation with TBN. I believe that TBN, I may have some of these details wrong, so don't hold me to it, but TBN, I believe, bought the equipment and actually put the television station equipment into place. But then Bob Nichols and Calvary Cathedral of Fort Worth have taken on the monthly expense of the tower, of running all of the thing, of staffing it, all of the personnel that it takes, and just all of the things that it takes to run a television station. And anyway, because of this, they are now broadcasting 50,000 watts, 24 hours a day. And I tell you, this is the most powerful Christian witness in all of Uganda. And as far as I know, I think it's the only Christian television station like that. I'm not sure that that's true, but I know that they definitely have a monopoly on the market. And everywhere that I go, people are talking about the way that Lighthouse Television is impacting them. And let me just say that it's our partners. Those of you who are partners with us have enabled me to broadcast on Lighthouse Television now for a number of years. I think it's been about 5 years that I've been broadcasting there. Originally, we had a morning broadcast only. And in 2007, when I went to Uganda, I saw the impact that it was making. And I had so many people come to me and ask, could we please go on in the evening? Because, of course, many of the people worked during the day and they weren't able to see it. They had friends that they thought would be blessed by it. And so I went back to this good friend of mine, Bob Nichols, who runs that station. And you know what? They cleared a slot for me. They gave us a discounted rate. And yet, because it is a fully functional television station, it still cost us around $8,000 a month for these two broadcasts per day, but it is changing the nation. It really is. So I want to go back once again to Leland Shores. This is our Bible college graduate, the one who is now the one with the boots on the ground for us in Uganda, and he's running our projects, and he's going to share with you a little bit of what he's seen about the impact of this Lighthouse Television and how important it is to everything that we're doing. So please listen to this, and I'll be right back after this segment.
The first visit, I believe, was more of an ambassadorial visit by Andrew to really check out and see if a permanent ministry in Uganda was viable for his ministry.
But it really humbles me to see how God has used it to touch your lives. And you are on the other side of the world. Totally different circumstances. And yet the Word of God impacts you exactly the way it impacted me. It's God.
Lighthouse Television for our ministry on the ground has promoted our ministry. Gary, the manager of Lighthouse Television, has just been instrumental in opening many doors for us there. Gary was the first person that gave me information about Uganda and how to deal with situations and to operate there. And it was just the beginning of a great friendship. In a third world country, having a friend is a big thing. A genuine friend. Andrew talked to Gary and several other people. They were like, well, you know, we really like your program, but it's only on in the morning and we get ready and go to work. So the kind of response to the morning program was that not many people were viewing it. So we're on twice a day and it has made a huge impact. This year when we had the conference, we noticed a great response, and I believe it was from the evening program.
Did you see this church, the priest with a collar at the conference? That guy, he's a Church of Uganda priest, and he says he runs home to make sure that he doesn't miss the beginning of Andrew's program. So he always makes sure that he's running home to get there, to catch the program. He never misses not one of them.
Anytime you have a conference there, the normal thing is to pull together a committee, a planning committee that's made up of people out of the community. And so with their help, we formed a really great conference.
This row, when those speakers are moved there, we can extend this row to like right here.
Okay, we have a full registration. We're full and trying to get all the seats in order.
But I had a real direction of Andrew's heart on what he wanted to do as far as a conference, which is very different than other ministers that come into that country. Not a lot of pomp and circumstance. Andrew's just very simple.
Oh, God bless you.
We were able to, you know, introduce Andrew in a way that, you know, ministers of his caliber really don't have any contact with the people. That made a huge impact, I think, more than anything else. The fact that, you know, he's a people person.
And if you understood how much God loved you and how much he's done for you and the promises that he has for you, you'd never be afraid of anything.
That just really, that touched people more than anything else.
If you've understood what I was teaching, then you don't have to have me lay my hand on you. Every one of you have Jesus on the inside of you. And the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is inside of you.
So I hope that you are blessed as I am about this opportunity that God has given us through Lighthouse Television to reach this nation of Uganda. And then also, as you saw, this conference that we had. You know, Leland mentioned this, but let me just amplify on this. that most of the ministers who go into Uganda, and again, I'm not critical of other ministers. I'm saying that I am called to be a teacher. Other people are called to do what they're called to do. So I'm not in competition. I'm not trying to put anybody else down or say our way is the only way. But I am saying that most of the ministries that go there hold these evangelistic crusades, and they bring in hundreds or thousands of pastors. They pay their way. They put them up. They feed them. They do all of this. And through that, then these pastors use their influence and draw all their people. And this is how they have these mass crusades of hundreds of thousands of people. And you know what? It's good. There is a place for that. But here is my point, that all of our graduates, and we've had as many as, I don't know, 10 or more graduates from our Bible school working all throughout Rwanda and Uganda and ministering to people. And they have told me from their perspective, and not only them, but there's many other missionaries there that we have talked to, that you know what, the local ministries, the local missionaries cannot compete with this. When you come in and you spend $50,000 or $100,000 drawing all of these people together, putting them up, feeding them, and doing all of this. And so because of it, it just makes it really, really hard on the missionaries and the local ministries to compete. They can't do those kind of things. And so in a sense, it is it's an abnormal situation where you draw these people together, you touch them for a couple of days, but then they disperse and they go back, and the impact is minimal. What we are doing is we are drawing the pastors together and not only ministering to them for a few days, but then we are giving them equipment. We are giving them these discipleship programs. We are beginning to disciple them. And I tell you, it has a much more lasting and profound impact. And this conference that you just saw some clips of, we didn't pay anybody's way to the thing. We invited people to come, and we had, I forget the exact number, but it was over 1,000, just under 2,000, between 1,000 and 2,000 pastors show up, pay their own way, come and do everything on their own. We didn't feed them. We didn't pay them to come. These were people who were hungry to come and get the word. And, you know, here's another thing that really impacted me the very first time I went to Uganda. I had the impression that really there was so much poverty in Uganda that nobody was able to get any of the materials. And, you know, I could spend a lot of time. I don't have time to defend what I'm about to say, but just please take my word for it that back 15 or 20 years ago, I was putting over 20,000 tapes per month into Africa, not just Uganda, but many different African nations. They found out about my free tape ministry, and I mean, they began to take advantage of it. And of course, I'm sure that there was a lot of abuses, but I'm sure that there was people being ministered to also. But you know, in some of these countries, like Nigeria, it's against the law to send money outside of the nation. And so they are so restricted that here I was putting 20,000 tapes a month into Africa and getting no income back. And you know what? It was about to kill me. And so I just had to stop it. I had to cut it off. And our television programs in Uganda, all of our ministry and things, we have basically been doing it totally as an evangelistic thing, and we haven't been offering my materials because I was under the impression that people couldn't get them. When I went to Uganda for the very first time, of course, there's still a lot of poverty, and there's a lot of people out in the villages and in some of the smaller towns that can't afford to get them. But I found out that in Kampala, that there are people who are well able to give something, make donations towards the materials, and they not only are able, but they are desiring it. And I had people just nearly beg me, can't you please start giving us your materials so that we could get more than just the television programs? So anyway, we have now opened a bookstore in downtown Kampala. I found out that some of the other ministries have bookstores there and literally put out hundreds of dollars worth of materials every single month. And so you know what I decided to do? We got one of the primo locations in all of Kampala, Uganda. We're going to show you some pictures of this, and we're going to show you some things that are going on. And right now, all we have is our books that have been printed. And they are there available, and people can come in. If they don't have the money, they can sit right there and read them. We are ministering to people. But in the future, this is one of the things that I'd like to ask you to help us do. If you're being blessed by what God is doing in Uganda, I would like to start reproducing all of our CDs, all of our DVDs, and making everything available. Now, that's going to take an outlay of some equipment, maybe some personnel to be able to start running an office and doing all of this. But the need is there. So let me just go back once again and show you. This is Leland Shores, and we're going to introduce our bookstore and show you. This is now up and running and functional, and people are coming in, and people's lives are being changed on a daily basis. So please listen to this, and I'll be right back after this little clip.
When we began to look at opening the bookstore, and I wanted to show Andrew two locations that I'd found for the bookshop. So it was pouring rain, headed out, and we went to the shop where we are now located and looked at it, and Andrew really liked it. If you took an arrow and you went right into the center in a map in Kampala, you would be where our bookstore is located. God has strategically placed us in a location that we see, you know, tens of thousands of people driving by and walking by every day. We are visible from blocks away. We have put signage in the window. I mean, it says, Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord. We have, I think, 12 windows. It's almost like a beacon in the center of the city. But my vision for that bookstore was not for it just to be a place where people come and buy books. We actively engage with the people that come in. We have a place that people can come and read books that don't have money to purchase the books. Everyone that comes in, we minister to them. And we've seen deaf ears opened. We've seen people healed. We've seen people baptized in the Holy Spirit. We've seen people delivered. It's awesome. This all started a year ago when Andrew came the first time, is that there was a request for his materials. We knew we needed to get the materials into Africa, and we looked at many options, and one of the options was to have the books printed there. The whole idea was to get the product into the people's hands at about half the cost of what we sell them for in the U.S. And that's a real blessing. And people are buying them, and we have, you know, 50 to 70 people every day that come into the bookstore. I really believe that this is the beginning of a real hub for the ministry in the eastern part of Africa.
So I hope you were blessed to see what God is doing. This bookstore is something that really excites me, because not only are we getting the word out, but I mean, as I think Leland said in this clip, there are tens of thousands of people that walk by there every day. When we were there, I mean, it was so crowded, it was hard to walk down the sidewalk. And we have a TV monitor up there where it is playing my DVDs constantly. People are coming in, and I think you heard Leland say that there's as many as 7,500 people today coming in there. There are people that have already been healed, saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit. It is a tremendous ministry situation. And you know, there's other ministers there that I went and visited some of their bookstores, and they're doing a good job, and they're putting the word out, and praise God. It's great, but you had to go inside down two or three halls to get there. And of course, the people who are hungry find it and stuff. But you miss all of this just curiosity. And you know, it's like if you're trying to catch fish, man, you just go where the fish are. You don't wait on them to come to you. And we have a place that I tell you is so prominent. And it's costing us some money. I mean, for this little tiny shop that we have, we're paying $2,000 a month for that thing, which some people may think is cheap, but for Uganda, it is really, you know, the highest rent of any place around. But I got it because of the location. It's already proven true. We have seen people born again. Great things are happening. But, you know, it takes money to do all of this. Also, let me just reinforce one more time that we are now only having our things that are in print, our discipleship evangelism, our books and things like that. But it's our desire to start reproducing all of the CDs and the DVDs and start putting those materials out. Remember once again that Ugandans speak English, all except the very oldest and the most remote villages speak English. And, of course, all the young people speak English. And so it is a language that we can communicate to all of these people. And so the opportunities there are just tremendous. But to do that, we have to buy CD duplicators. Of course, we have to get the slip covers and all of the materials to be able to put them in. And we have to have staff to be able to duplicate that. The cost of sending things over there is just amazing. I actually sent a few of my friends that from my very first visit, they asked for some of my Bibles, and I think I sent three of my gospel Bibles and a couple of other commentaries over there, and the shipping on that was hundreds of dollars. The price of the books that I sent was probably $75, and I bet you we spent $400, $300 to $400 in shipping. It's just prohibitive. The only way you can do is to send huge containers that have years and years of supplies of materials, which is, again, cost prohibitive as far as the cash flow. So really, we need to be able to start duplicating our own materials right there. We've got the people that are ready. It'll just take a purchasing of some equipment and things like that. And once again, I would like to invite you to get involved and help us reach out to Uganda. Now, we have a number of different ways for you to give. We have an organization that we call World Outreach, and it supports all of our Bible colleges worldwide. We have Bible colleges in England, in Ireland, in Belize. We are opening one in Uganda in January of 2010. We have Bible colleges starting in Hungary and in India this year in the summer of 2009, and we have a Bible college in Russia, and we now have a project going where we are trying to go on TBN Russia that will have me preaching in Russian all across Russia, reaching millions and millions of people. And, of course, to accommodate that, we are going to have an office in Russia and do all of this. And so this is what World Outreach supports. It supports our graduates, our missionaries that are on the ground. If you want to be a part of that, I would encourage you to become a part of that. Our announcer will give you some information. But I don't want to limit all of the response just to World Outreach, because you know what? Right here at home, we are expanding at an unprecedented rate. We are in the process of negotiating to go on a daily program, the largest television network in the United States. And I mean, actually, it has coverage worldwide, and it's going to increase our expenses hundreds of thousands, probably $500,000 total. And so there's a lot of things that we're doing. I ask you to pray about it and become a part of what we're doing. And I tell you, it would be a blessing to us, of course, to be able to get out. It would touch people's lives, but God will bless you. I promise you that it is so much more blessed to give than it is to receive. And again, let me just say that I come on television every day and I'm teaching the Word to minister to you and to help you grow in the things of God. And I love doing that. I hear these testimonies and I love the praise reports that we're getting. But just like it said in Genesis chapter 12, God told Abraham, I will bless you and make your name great and I will make you a blessing. God blesses us to make us a blessing. And if you've been blessed by this ministry, I ask you to just become a partner with us. You don't have to limit it to World Outreach, to these special projects. Just become a partner with Andrew Womack Ministries and help us reach the world. And I tell you, this will bless you. Listen as our announcer gives you some more information.
If you'd like to help us take the almost too good to be true news around the world, won't you make the best gift possible today? To those who'll make a donation of any amount, we'd like to send the condensed version Discipleship Evangelism course. This course consists of 48 lessons on CD and a companion workbook. It's been used to impact Uganda and other missions around the world in a powerful way. We know it will change your life too. This tool has been designed so that anyone, at any time, anywhere, can reach an unbeliever, disciple a new believer, or grow with others in the Lord. Request product T417 when you contact the ministry. As a bonus, we'll also include a DVD of this week's special Uganda programs. Perhaps you'd like to become a regular monthly partner with Andrew's ministry. Partners are those who give on a monthly basis. If this sounds like you, please call or write and ask about partnership.
I know that many of you have been blessed by today's program. God spoke to you, and I would really like to encourage you to call our helpline. We have that number on your screen. And not only could you get these materials, which I really think they would help you, but you know, there are people there that can pray with you. I was just having lunch today with some of our prayer ministers, and I tell you, they love what they're doing. This is a calling from God, and they are doing a great job. We're seeing great miracles happen. So if you call, you not only can speed up the delivery of these materials, but people would love to pray with you and minister to you. They're very qualified to do it. So we have that number on your screen. I encourage you to call and not only get the product, but also ask for prayer.
You can use your credit card to donate by telephone. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111. Helpline hours are from 4 a.m. until 9:30 p.m. Mountain Time. Again, that number is 719-635-1111. If you prefer to write, our address is Andrew Womack Ministries, Box 3333, Colorado Springs, 80934. Or you can reach us through our website, where you can order ministry materials online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at awmi.net. Any surplus donations designated for Uganda projects will be used for general ministry expansion. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to give all the men watching a special invitation to join me on February the 5th through the 7th here at our headquarters in Colorado Springs for a men's advance. We're going to have big 6'7" Dave Hinton leading praise and worship. And I tell you, he was just at our ministers conference and he stole the show. He is awesome. I'm going to be teaching the word. Also, Wendell Parr, the director of our Charis Bible College, will be ministering. We have a lot of fun activities and chili suppers, and I think we're going to go bowling. And it's just a great, great time, and we always see men's lives change. So remember that this is February the 5th through the 7th, right here at our headquarters in Colorado Springs.
We'd like to point out Andrew's upcoming speaking schedule. Mark your calendars to come meet Andrew at one of these events and let the Word of God transform your life. He'll be in Colorado Springs for the annual Charis Bible College Men's Advance, February 5th through the 7th, Houston, Texas, February 12th through the 14th, and in Atlanta, Georgia, March 5th through the 7th. He'll also be in Colorado Springs for the Charis Bible College Weekend, March 12th through the 14th, and in Merritt Island, Florida, April 19th through the 22nd. For more details on Andrew's next meeting in your area, call our helpline or visit our website at awmi.net.
Now look at that.
Be sure to tune in tomorrow for more Gospel Truth.
This is Uganda.
Yes.
On this episode, we explain the special relationship Andrew Womack Ministries shares in Uganda with Lighthouse Television. We also show you the special service that Andrew believes God will use to change this entire nation.